You're recording.
Okay, we are recording. We're going back, we're on section number four, administrative, section number five, administrative review of previous actions. We do have to do number two, 1971, in regards to Celeste Roy, DBA. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information presented to be excused from testing while out of state. And Victoria and Ms. Sullivan, who wants to go first?
I move that we approve the, that Dr. Roy is excused from testing until her return to vacation in Australia, which is, do we have a date for her projected return sometime the end of this month?
I believe so. It's in May, though, I apologize.
Until she returns.
Sounds good. So that was a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, continuing on, we are on item number five, 23-122, regards to Lorenzo Gonzalez, DBA. Board may review, discuss, and take action on compliance with the consent agreement.
Madam Chair, would it be possible if I gave a little overview of what was required?
Yes, please.
And he was Dr. Gonzalez, that's who we're doing, right?
Yes.
His license was placed on probation for 1 year, would be ending September 9th, 2024. Within 90 days of the effective date of the order, he was required to submit a plan to either sell or close the hospital, surrender his premises license, and retire from mixed practice veterinary services on before the end of the probation. He actually retired per his communication in August.
So did I misread that though? Because I was a little confused at first. I thought, does he actually mean this August? Because some of his stuff is not in, the way he worded it, was it in the right tense?
I was.
And I kind of was, because I know you and I had discussed that, and so I don't know, I was just wondering if I was the only one who thought, maybe he's actually saying, because he goes, I still have to finish up X, Y, and Z.
Right.
So that's what made me, and he said he still has the premise license, so.
Well, I don't know that he recognizes surrender the premise license means actually send something in or tell us.
Okay.
But I believe, and I'm looking at Annalise, if you know anything differently, I feel like we tried calling there and nobody answered.
I think you tried calling there because we didn't get the results of his eye test stuff. And the voicemails kind of hinted to that he was retiring.
He was retiring.
Okay.
Yes, that's what that was.
But yeah, the retired also confused me because he was present tense. I retire August of 2023. And it's like, is that a typo? Did he mean I'm gonna retire August of 2024?
No, and it's coming back to me, I apologize. I actually spoke to him and I said, Dr. Gonzalez, did you understand you didn't have to, they didn't mean for you to do this right away unless you needed to. And he said, I just wanted to do it or whatever reason. So that's right.
So that's
why I understood that it was past tense. He retired. He was supposed to give the board that notice by December 9th. He was late in that a couple weeks, but he did give us notice of that. Within 30 days of the effective date of the order, he was required to undergo an eye exam, which he did within the time frame. Again, he was a little late on submitting the report, but he did submit it. So you have that. And otherwise, other than really officially submitting quote unquote surrendering the premise license, even though we believe it's closed, it seems like he's complied with the requirements.
So we're accepting everything, but we're not returning him to active status, right? Since he's retired.
Well, I think you can because he's done everything that you required of him for the probation period. What do you think, Mr.
Burton? He went, like I said, we didn't really expect him to jump and do it now. But no, I think he basically complied and go back to compliance. He's not going to renew. unless he renews just to keep that behind his name, which he really doesn't have to keep. Just put DDM behind your name, you've got that, whether you're licensed or not, right? You still put that behind your name, you don't have to have a license to do that.
Technically, you're not supposed to, but the board has not interpreted it that way.
Well, because it's conferred upon you by the school you went to, not any state.
There's actually a statute in the Practice Act that talks about the use of that, the term Dr. DVM veterinarian, that you can't use it unless you're licensed. However, in the past, the boards believed that to mean someone who's actually not a veterinarian, adding DVM, et cetera, after their name.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, I'd move, return to, we'll say it's complied, return that status.
Second.
Okay, motion in the second to return Dr. Gonzalez to active status. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Next up, 23-112, in regards to Jessica Seibel, DVM, board may review discussing taking action on continuing education plans submitted in compliance with court order. Appreciated her very timely CE submittal. I just want to get her done, so. I had written that it was fine to me, but.
Will we approve the submitted plan?
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, motion in the second, sorry, I can't hear as well with this lineup. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Number seven, 23-114, in regards to Anna Crummins, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on completion of continuing education as required by consent agreement, may return license to active status.
Oh, yeah, it is called.
Another one where I wrote CE done quickly. Thank you.
Move to accept and return to active status.
Second.
Motion in the second to return Dr. Crummins to active status. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Number 23-124, in regards to Garrett Sandu, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with consent agreement. So, let's go into this Vegas conference.
I make a motion that we accept.
We should make him turn that
turn it over.
Can we read it first?
Yes.
All right. We have a motion and there's a second.
Second.
Okay, to accept Dr. Sandu's CE plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Number nine, 23-47, regards to Kimberly Young, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education completed in compliance with court order and may return license to active status.
I would make a motion to accept 23-47 CE plan.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept Dr. Young's CE plan. All those in favor say aye.
Is that her plan or is taking it?
No, she completed.
Oh, yeah.
She completed.
She completed it. We're returning back to
status. Returning back to status.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Next up, number 10, 24-08, in regards to Dwight Benesch, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on compliance with consent agreement. Mr. Loki, you did this one.
Oh.
We got a problem.
Would it be appropriate for staff to directly contact the practice monitor or no? Can we request that as staff?
I can do that. Sure, I can if the board would like me to do that.
Yes.
Okay. Find out what's going on.
Can we extend this to next month?
Well, next month I would consider lifting the stay.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's in their compliance.
Or you live to stay.
So is that a motion, or are we just directing staff and then?
Motion to pen till next month, and then it's your problem.
Okay. Second.
All right, a motion and a second to pen Dr. Benesch's compliance with the consent agreement. In the meantime, Victoria's gonna call the practice manager. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Next up, 23-159, regards to Larry Hudman, DBA, board may review, discuss, and take action on compliance with consent agreement. Another one that Mr. Loewe gets.
Yeah, this one, I mean, he is not trying very hard, so I'm going to say we make a motion, we lift the stay of suspension until all provisions of the CAA are met and up to date.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second in the case of Dr. Hepnen to lift his stay of suspension. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion passes.
I guess it's still.
Number 12, 2375, in regards to Eliana Alvarez Calderon, DBM, board may review, discuss, and take action on practice monitor report submitted in compliance with consent agreement.
It's getting there, a little closer.
Do we need to do any more of this?
Yeah.
It looks like she's doing a decent job with what she's done, but she's not done.
So do we just keep monitoring it every month, or?
I think she's almost towards the end of her probation period.
Do we need to extend her probationary period?
I don't think you should. She should get it done in the time she's supposed to get it done by.
When does that end? Is it before our next meeting?
Probation ends April 7th. She just has one more report due from the practice monitor that's due in March.
And should we let her know that our expectation is in March, when we get the last report from the practice monitor, we'll have completed all of the medical records?
Let's.
I think there's 117.
What the language is.
117.
I'm raised to post the meeting. See, that's what she's supposed to be doing.
Stay upstairs and I wasn't paying attention. I could do it. I'm just kidding. While Victoria be down there with you, Victoria will do the opening statement.
Yeah, there's 6 hours of stay.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it that it says get them all done, but I'm reading very quickly, but I think that was certainly in her.
Well, it says during the time of probation, she'll have a practice monitor and will complete any incomplete medical records.
Oh, there you go.
And it does say during the term of probation.
Thank you. There you go. And I shouldn't have to tell her, because the order tells her.
That's pretty optimistic.
Because it also says review of the CAA. Yeah, I mean, I just feel like
I can certainly just respond to her email and tell her that, yeah.
So do we actually have to take any action on this?
What's another word for?
Medical report? Okay, now going down to section number 6, reports, correspondence, referrals, and other business. Number 1, board may review, discuss, and take action on equine dental practitioner applications. The first one is Cutter Barnes. But they look fine. They have both have the same veterinarian who's overseeing.
Same address. Okay. Apartment building. That's where I look for my equine help in the departments.
And your brand new grad, so you know.
Madam Chairman, members of the board, since we don't often get these, if I could just take the opportunity just for members who haven't seen such a request, is that they are unusual. The laws that related to equine dental practitioners are slim and they have very few requirements. But what they have submitted does appear to meet the requirements to be listed on the board's list of, I don't want to use the word registered, but listed equine dental practitioners.
Okay, so are we just accepting their application?
Yes.
Is that all
yeah, I think
it?
You can, yeah.
Is Someone like to make a motion on Cutter Barnes?
I make a motion that we accept the application for equine dental practitioner for Cutter Barnes.
Okay. I second that.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Exact same one for item number B, Mac Barnes.
I will make a motion that we accept the application for equine dental practitioner for Mac Barnes.
Second.
Motion is a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Move on to our premise inspections. Board may review, discuss, and take action on premise inspections. We've got to do A, B, and D, so we'll start with number A, PO293 Mission Pet Center. Mary Callahan, BBM. Jane, you are the lead, and some of Annalise, or Victoria, want to tee it up, or?
Go ahead.
This location was, a random inspection was done on December 8th of 2023, not 2024.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so that in the report. And the last one was done in like 2015. And again, here we have the 5-year period issue where they did a self-assessment right during COVID. Is that the one?
No.
No, that's not the one. It's just that they haven't been, there hasn't been an inspection since 2015. So at this point, it's not like we can have something and say it's a repeat. So I think we should direct staff to re-inspect in the not too distant future.
Yes, and I just have to add, really gross to keep your lunch food in the freezer with somebody's deceased pet, whether you find it gross or not. And also, I mean, you know, it's just, if you want to keep your house in this kind of condition, I guess by all means, but man, they ought to be embarrassed. And
it's chaos.
Kind of like borderline board, like, do we need to take boarding?
Send in TLC to...
I mean, when you start looking at some of the hoarding cases, yes. Animal hoarding cases we see, this isn't that far off.
Well, we went through this a long time ago with the previous.
Well, but isn't this the one that you guys said from a lobby, in the lobby of the exam rooms, where they're really clean, which really irks me, because then to the public, me coming in, I'm seeing that everything, they've, you know, got it together, when behind closed doors, you know, yikes. And, you know, again, this, well, we don't care that the freezer looks like this or that the refrigerator looks like this, and maybe those aren't exactly laid out statute, but geez, I appreciate that she's a caring pet, but when you can't recognize that that's got to be a part of your business as well, not just caring for the pets that come through that can't even afford care and you're doing it pro bono, but you still got to keep your practice, you know, looking a heck of a lot better than this.
I think if the next inspection report comes back and there is a significant improvement, we have a lot to discuss. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So just directing staff on that one.
To re-inspect, yes.
To re-inspect. Okay. Next one is the Metro Spay and Neuter, Reagan Wells, DVM. Annalise, you're going to tell us about this one?
I was asked to do a drop-in inspection from our investigator just based on a case with possible, I guess, surgical sterility issues. And I went there, I saw none of that. However, I saw a lot of issues that I think should warrant a re-inspect within the next year just to make sure they upkeep it. What I think is happening is, just like a lot of clinics, there's a lot of turnover, especially with management, so policies and procedures are not kept in place. So I just want to, you know, go back to ensure that whatever they're doing now to correct it is maintained.
Okay. We need, again,
was that
a direction to re-inspect within a year?
Hmm?
Was that a recent change in premise holder?
It was a COVID self-inspection in like 2020, 2021.
The COVID self-inspection.
I swear Dr. Wells was somewhere else.
She was at Phoenix. Referral, veterinary emergency referral a while ago. She's been there a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so directing Annalise to go back.
Yeah.
All right, and then the final one is the pet doctor, Shane Garner, DVM. Ms. Sullivan, you are the lead on this one.
Yes. This one is quite a cause for concern related to no controlled drug logs for the entire year of 2023, and that previous inspections had noted that such logs had not been maintained since 2021. So this is significant enough. DEA has already been contacted. They visited the premise, did education in December. I'd like to hear other comments. I'm concerned about the fact that when we went a month later, there may not have quite been a month, but there were still a number of concerns related to controlled substances. So I'm somewhere in between asking for, directing a reinspection and opening a case.
Well, especially because now Dr. Garner has left.
So it will be inspected anyway, but now we have a different responsible vet. So this is a little different, and do you want to hold the person who was the responsible vet the entire year of 2023?
Yes.
Who didn't recognize that there were no controlled drug inventory logs the entire year, even when the DEA went there and told her that she needed them. She no longer works there. She's not even working right now. It doesn't plan to for some period of time. So it's just a question of, do you want to hold that person responsible for that lapse during that time? Or do you just chalk it up of, well, now there's a new responsible veterinarian?
And the new responsible veterinarian has a copy of this past issues at this place?
And the DEA,
I don't
whatever.
Know that person.
Would
be
whatever.
That whatever. Case to,
would we be
to
able
document
to get
to
him
them?
That?
Sure.
I mean, I just feel like sometimes we see these changes in premise holder, and they go in thinking things are operating okay, and they might uncover a few things on their own and fix it or whatever, but if they have a list of like, holy cow, this is, I need to spend some time here, it might be helpful.
Nobody will do this how I feel that before. Some of our discussions today.
I think when it relates to, again, the controlled substances, this is paramount for a number of reasons. So at this point, she's not even practicing anymore.
That's what she said.
Well, that doesn't mean she won't ever again,
right?
Right. I don't know that she won't ever again. It's.
And that would be a reason to.
Pardon?
That would be a reason to open a case, even if there was no penalty or something. So it's documented that something happened.
Happened if you open
it. It was recognized.
I think, to me, because of the lack of logs, now for at least 2 years,
yes.
And you have no controlled substance
three
logs
years.
For 2 years, that's beyond a letter of concern. I would say open a case.
Okay. We have a motion to open a case
on
particularly the doctor, right?
Right.
Yes,
the
against
the vet responsible vet.
Who was the responsible vet at the time of
yes.
the last.
Yes.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Yeah. Yeah, Jim did.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Next up, board may review, discuss, and take action on premise license applications. First one is Sun City West Animal Hospital, Laura Sosnow, DVM, Victoria.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this one is a new applicant. It's a little different situation too, where at the previous inspection a few months back, they did not have a good inspection, so the board directed us to go back. So before we were able to do that, they submitted a new application. So now the person who was, same scenario, who was the responsible veterinarian at the last inspection where things were not very good, that person still works there but is no longer the responsible veterinarian. So that's kind of now out of the picture. So the new application, we did the inspection last week. It's much improved. They still have some issues, like oftentimes they do with the first one. So I would just recommend that you direct us to go back again within the next year to this place.
Re-inspect next year.
Yeah, we're forward to go back within the next year on Sun City West Animal Hospital.
Okay, is that just a board directive or is that, oh?
You don't have to vote on that.
And then the next one, Sedona Animal Clinic, Carla Valentine Media, Annalise.
So Dr. Valentine purchased this practice, and the transition between her and the old responsible veterinarian wasn't the smoothest from what I gather. So I called ahead, did my inspection. There was a lot of potential violations. And then when talking with the doctor, I did get some pushback. And just based on some of the conversations I had with the doctor and their manager, plus the number of potential violations, I will request that you direct us to re-inspect within the next year.
So moved. Direct you to re-inspect Sedona Animal Clinic. Thank you. Okay, number four. Board may review, discuss, and take action on premise license change of scope request. The first one is the PetSmart Veterinary Services Ad Surgery, Jared Dorsey, DVM.
Madam Chair, members of board, a lot of times when responsible vets submit change of scope requests, they just go on the consent agenda because they're adding something. It's not something that we need to look at again. But these PetSmart are hospitals or clinics, and they want to add surgery. So they have been inspected. They do have licenses, but we haven't seen any of their surgery. And so we would, part A of this agenda item is to be directed to go back to check these. Part B is more related to who's going to be doing these surgeries and how. And I'm going to look to Annalise and Tracy to talk about that, because it's our understanding that there's only one veterinarian who works at both of these premises listed on item number four. And this person has indicated they may have a disability that may not allow them to competently perform
right.
surgery.
And I'm not sure if Dr. Nosley needs to recuse himself, but it is Dr. Chasson.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, so he's working at PetSmart Veterinary Services, and he had, I believe that Annalise had indicated that he's the lone doctor there doing services. And recently, in response to an open investigation, he had emailed me and let me know that he had a recent injury of tendonitis, and so he didn't even think he could respond to the complaint because he was having difficulty just writing an email. So now with this recent change of adding surgical services, I'm not sure what that looks like, if it's dentals and other surgeries, and I'll let Annalise speak to that because I believe she talked to somebody there.
When I did my...
It was at one time, so that order...
I didn't know that would ever be lifted or expired.
It did, and at the conversation, my memory, and I would look to Tracy or other members of the board to remember, was that basically he said that he understood what his physical limitations were based on his health condition, and that he didn't intend to do surgery and things like that. So that's why, because we know the history, we're surprised of this request to add surgery when they don't have the staffing to do what it seems.
And
well, they have another veterinarian besides this one that's listed, and Dr.
We've been
at the
Metro. Is one of these Metro?
No, they're Oro Valley in Tucson.
Okay.
So he's
he owns multiple. Right?
Yeah, and they're all in, the ones he works at are in Phoenix. So he works at the Metro Center one. He works at Tempe. He works, and he splits his time at the Scottsdale one as well. He has an associate of his that works at Buckeye. And yeah, and then I think there's just a new one that came in for their Lake Pleasant location. When I did my two inspections down in Tucson, both the Oro Valley and Tucson location, it was Dr. Chazon there both times. One, I think the second inspection, so Oro Valley, they didn't even have any packs, any tables. The anesthesia machine wasn't set up. And when I did my first inspection down at the Tucson location, it was made mention that he would like to do dentals. because he knew his limitations and doing surgery would be hard. That's what I remember him saying. But I'm gonna defer to the doctors in the group is doing dentals and extractions, I don't know.
That seems hard to do too.
Yeah.
I mean, is it too hard to say let's go and inspect these for the point of adding surgery and then just question who's doing the surgeries? I mean, I know they have a spay neuter doctor that they hired that might be rotating around. Cause I met him at Metro.
He left.
He has since left then.
Almost like a couple
weeks ago? Unless they hired somebody else, but their spay neuter person was originally at Scottsdale and he had since left.
I don't think we're talking the same. But it doesn't really matter because I don't know. I wouldn't want to say what he's doing or not doing, but I think we could just ask that, right? Because maybe they're adding surgery for the sake of hiring a relief surgeon.
So right. I'm wondering if they're trying to say first we've been approved, now we hire versus we hire.
Well, there are a lot of practices that just have somebody come in on relief to do surgery.
Right.
But they also have stuff in place, so they do have an anesthesia log. Because they weren't set up to do surgery to begin with, I would like to go back and reinspect.
Well, that's what I said. Yeah. Go back and inspect them for surgery, but
then we can ask those questions about who's going to be doing it. But I don't know that that's ever prohibited us from giving them a surgery license before.
That I don't know.
I mean, the setup has. They have to have the logs, but having a doctor employed. I know a lot of people that do with doctors for surgery.
And I agree that there's no reason to not approve the change of scope. This is just more information that may play into something else that happens down the line.
Okay. So today we need to approve the change of scope for the
Metro
approve the change of scope and re-inspect on the surgery addition?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Then I would make a motion that we accept the addition of the surgery and ask for staff to re-inspect with specific regard to adding the surgery.
Second.
Okay. Motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Please note for the record that Dr. Mosley was recused on that.